Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Shopping for a great gift for the guys in your life is hard. Mack Weldon has you covered. From their perfect-fitting underwear and socks with real silver woven into the fabric to keep him cool and fresh all day, to their amazing Ace sweatpants that look so good, he can wear them to the office, a gift from Mack Weldon will have him looking and feeling his best. This year, gift-giving for the guys in your life just got solved. Get 20% off your first order at MackWeldon.com, promo code WIRED. That's 20% off at MackWeldon.com, promo code WIRED. What a 5,700-year-old piece of gum reveals about its chewer. From a wad of pitch less than an inch long, researchers have painted a detailed portrait of an ancient human and added another layer to the story of human evolution. By Matt Simon. Nearly 6,000 years ago, in a seaside marshland in what is now southern Denmark, a woman with blue eyes and dark hair and skin popped a piece of chewing gum in her mouth. Not spearmint gum, mind you, but a decidedly less palatable chunk of black-brown pitch, boiled down from the bark of the birch tree. An indispensable tool in her time, birch pitch would solidify as it cooled, so the woman and her comrades would have had to chew it before using it as a sort of superglue for, say, making tools. Our ancient subject may have even chewed it for its antiseptic properties, perhaps to ease the pain of an infected tooth. Eventually, she spit out the gum, and 6 millennia later, scientists found it and ran the blob through a battery of genetic tests. They not only found the chewer's full genome and determined her sex and likely skin and hair and eye color, they also revealed her oral microbiome, the bacteria and viruses that pack the human mouth, as well as finding the DNA of hazelnut and duck she may have recently consumed. All told, from a chunk of birch pitch less than an inch long, the researchers have painted a remarkably detailed portrait of the biology and behavior of an ancient human. When that birch pitch hit the ground 5,700 years ago, the European continent was playing host to a full-tilt transformation of its human residents. Agriculture was spreading north from the Middle East, and humans were literally and figuratively planting roots. If you're looking after crops, you're staying put and building up infrastructure to support your efforts, not following around herds of wild game. But several converging lines of evidence indicate that this gum-chewing woman actually was a hunter-gatherer, thousands of years after the invention of agriculture. For one, previous analyses have allowed scientists to associate certain genes with either agricultural or hunter-gatherer lifestyles. They did this by matching DNA samples with archaeological evidence for those people, farming tools versus hunting tools, for instance. The genetics of this ancient woman point to the hunter-gatherer way of life, matched with contemporaneous archaeological evidence from the area. You find lots of fish traps and eel-catching prongs and spears, said University of Copenhagen geneticist Hans Schroeder, co-author on a new paper in Nature Communications describing the findings. Evidence of a more settled lifestyle at the site only came later in history. This is further bolstered by the duck and hazelnut DNA the researchers found in the birch pitch, which are staple foods in that hunter-gatherer diet. But it's also possible that those hazelnut genes came from hazelnut bark she mixed in with the birch when she made the pitch. And just because she may have been noshing on duck before she chewed the birch pitch doesn't mean she wasn't eating cultivated crops too. There's actually nothing to tell us that on a Thursday she didn't do farming and was eating duck on the weekend, says Schroeder. But what we can go on is that we know, genetically, she looks like a Western hunter-gatherer. That and where she was chewing pitch was likely a seaside marshland, not the greatest of places to homestead. One more fascinating bit of evidence to suggest she wasn't a farmer: her genes indicate lactose intolerance. The ability to digest milk in adulthood without severe gastrointestinal distress, babies of course need to be able to process milk, only came with the arrival of farming. So here we have what was clearly a hunter-gatherer, exploiting natural resources as the world around her converted to agriculture. You see, the transition from the hunter-gatherer lifestyle to a sedentary one was a stepwise process, not a sudden transformation of the whole of Europe into an industrialized food economy. However, this transition is still not well known, and it is being consistently studied, says Imre Kurdok, a paleogeneticist at Mersin University, who wasn't involved in this work. So, according to our knowledge, farming was introduced to different parts of the world progressively, and some cultures could have remained as a hunter-gatherer society for some time. Our gum chewer was one such holdout. Now about that mouth microbiome. Here we have the tricky matter of bacteria and viruses drifting all over a given environment, so some of the microbes could have landed on the pitch after she spit it out. Luckily, scientists have built a database of known species compositions of microbiomes around the body, including gut, skin, and mouth. The pitch chewer, these researchers found, had an oral microbiome not all that different from our own. They even found standouts types, like the bacteria Streptococcus pneumoniae, which can lead to pneumonia, and Epstein-Barr virus, a variety of herpes and one of the more common human viruses. Same woes, different millennium, it seems. Also intriguing is the woman's phenotype, or physical characteristics, as suggested by her genome. In recent history, the European North has been populated by a lot of folks with lighter hair and skin and blue eyes, the idea being that from an evolutionary perspective, fairer skin would help humans in colder, darker climes manufacture enough vitamin D, whereas in hotter climes, people would need more dark melanin to protect them from the sun. But while this woman had blue eyes, her genes suggest she had darker hair and skin. That means that this combination of phenotypic traits was probably fairly common until recently, says Schroeder. That's only really evolved in Europe in the last 5,000 years, which is interesting. So a tiny piece of chewed-up pitch reveals not only a heap of information about this ancient woman, but also adds a layer to the larger story of human evolution. Something to chew on. For sure.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.